Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Brittany Mahomes shows us that the culture is changing. Also, the country is open for looting, a story that's almost too hard to believe in Aurora, Colorado. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member today. It's members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. As always, you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. What unifies the Democrat Party? What unifies the Kamala Harris worldview? They are a nation. They believe in a nation to be looted. Think about what exactly happening on the border. They're coming in. It's just an open season for the third world to loot this country. They don't want to enforce the laws of people shoplifting, taking stuff from Home Depot, from Lowe's. We are a nation that is currently being looted. And currently, we do not have the wherewithal to say stop. You see, looting is very, very easy to stop. It just requires the will to stop it. It requires a population to say, we're not going to put up with this. This is why this is truly the male versus female election. Feminine tendencies are far more likely to be compassionate, empathetic with the criminal, the looter, the rapist. Oh, maybe he had a tough upbringing in Caracas. Maybe in Santiago, Chile, he didn't get the same equitable resources. That's a very feminine way of approaching crime. The masculine way is, if you dare step foot in my business, you're going to the morgue. You see, that's the way we used to handle stuff in this country. And right now, our country is being actively looted by the third world. A chilling example of this, of what Kamala Harris wants to bring to the rest of the country, is what's happening in the suburbs of Denver. Now, I say this with no delight whatsoever. Colorado is lost. It's really sad. I love Colorado. It's a beautiful state. But what Colorado has allowed itself to become is a even weaker, faker version of California. I know it's amazing. In fact, in California, I think that there is more spirit, more long-term hope of saving California than even Colorado. I think Andrew agrees with me, by the way. Colorado is so far gone as far as its weed culture, its tech bro, its second most college-educated state in the country. It is so far gone. In a Denver suburb of Aurora, Colorado, we are seeing an illegal Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua. They've taken over block by block, apartment complex by apartment complex. In America, they're walking around with AR-15s and sophisticated weaponry, just taking over apartment complexes. Gang members are posted throughout various blocks using alert whistles. They're watching and communicating. Gang members have the internal green light to attack police officers if confronted. Business owners and residents are experiencing a record spike in break-ins. One tenant literally vanished. When the police performed a wellness check on them, they found an armory of guns, money, and a giant barrel of gasoline. Venezuelan gangs that have come into this country illegally just taking over American apartment complexes in the suburbs of Colorado. It's their apartment complex now, and that is a perfect microcosm of America under Kamala Harris, a nation to be looted. The city is covering up the severity of these issues by trying to close some buildings for, quote, code violations, when it's really these criminal gangs that are just taking over. The governor, Governor Polis, too busy partying at the DNC in Chicago, and the mayor are, of course, silent because diversity is our strength. These are dreamers. Kamala Harris wants to give these people amnesty, taxpayer-funded tuition, driver's licenses, luxury hotels. Jose Pacheco Chiruo, a.k.a. the Cookie Monster, is the shot caller of the Tren de Aragua gang in this area. We know who's in charge. He's been arrested several times for brutal assault, being involved in several shootings, and he's been arrested every single time because we must be compassionate to the foreigners. This is anarcho-tyranny, and I'll explain more in just a second. Watch this clip of how a local Colorado suburb, of course, voted by liberals, supported by liberals, supported by the Democrat Party because they believe in love. Well, that love is going to take over an apartment complex and a suburb near you. And just so you understand, Aurora, Colorado is very similar to Scottsdale, Arizona. Very similar to Highland Park, Texas. It's a nice area. It's objectively affluent, upper middle class. Aurora has increasing property values. But now Aurora looks a lot more like Caracas, Venezuela. Play cut 118.
What is it that you're seeing right now as far as this Venezuelan gang taking over now the migrant centers there?
It's unreal. It's unreal. Residents tell me they feel like they are living in a third world country at this point. They are going block by block. They are going apartment complex by apartment complex. They are taking it over. I think the city doesn't really know how to handle it. So the city is burying certain properties that have been taken over by this Tren de Aragua gang, burying them with code violations and playing it off as if this is just simply code violations. But this gang, they are marking their territory. They are putting up their gang-related graffiti on the blocks, on the areas that they have taken over. And quite frankly, I have heard too many stories from too many property owners, business owners, and residents to think that this is anything other than a complete gang takeover in parts of our city.
That's a city council member in Aurora, Colorado. And it is a perfect example. She's a sweet woman. But of the feminine energy that has captured the country. Oh, well, this is really bad. You know what we should do? We should roll in with Immigration Customs Enforcement, roll in with DHS, with tanks, and get them the heck out of this country. You could solve this in 5 minutes. Bring in the National Guard, arrest them all, put them on a plane, send them back to Caracas, and if they shoot, you shoot back. Done. End of story. They're giving them benefits. They're giving them housing. They're walking around with sophisticated weaponry and what looks like fully automatic machine guns taking over streets of American cities. And we're playing patty cake. Well, you know, it's a really tough situation. These are foreign invaders on American soil. We probably paid for airline tickets, by the way. Thank you, Kamala Harris, to bring them into Aurora, Colorado. Taxpayers, we funded them to come into this country. And meanwhile, Kamala Harris is all about joy. Donald Trump should bring this up in the debate. He should say, we are flying 30,000 people a month and they're taking over apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado. That's on you, Kamala Harris. This is from the worst countries. These are illegals that are in our country. We give them pre-approved parole. We give them taxpayer-funded hotel rooms. We give them cash and we give them cell phones. There's literally an app called the CBP app where now Venezuelan gangs can come up. And Donald Trump is right. Remember, they say, oh, Donald Trump is spreading misinformation. This is the Venezuelan gangs that used to wreak havoc in Venezuela that are now here in the interior of the United States. Kamala Harris is literally letting the worst criminal parasites on earth loot America, and we are putting up with it. But do you know who does go to jail? Steve Bannon goes to jail, and he's in federal prison right now. So the Venezuelan gangs walking around with guns taking over our apartment complexes that we have funded, we can't arrest them. But Steve Bannon, he's in jail. Donald Trump just got a superseding indictment two days ago. Tulsi Gabbard, she's on a secret skies program, and she has to be followed around by air marshals. So the priority of this regime is that we are going to use the full force of the government to come after conservatives and the MAGA faithful, but if you're a Venezuelan criminal parasite who's probably wanted for murder by Venezuelan authorities, it is open season because diversity is our strength. This is what's on the ballot. You can have the feminine energy and this is not against women, it's about the feminine belief that, well, you know, the world is welcome to America and we can't have any garter. Or you can have a little bit of alpha male energy and solve this thing in 5 minutes. Stop appeasing them, roll in the tanks, arrest them, and if they shoot, fire back and put them in a morgue. Problem solved. This is not hard. We're allowing it to happen because we're a nation of suckers. This is a perfect example of Kamala Harris's America. Let in the foreign criminal, give him benefits, and let him take over your home. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that is gold. For centuries, gold has been a hedge against market volatility and economic instability. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. By rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA, you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments. Streamlined process and expert guidance. This election year, don't let election volatility and uncertainty keep you up at night. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will help you with up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open a qualified account. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Why are we putting up with it? Because our country is lacking the masculine energy to stand up with it. It's really that simple. And I want to be very clear. It's not a male-female thing always. Men can act in a feminine way and women can act in a masculine way. You need a balance of both. If you're too aggressive, you could be too harsh and you could have no empathy for or no sympathy for the other. You need to have a balance. You must find some equilibrium. And the way that we are at right now in the country, under the guise of balance, under the guise of diversity is our strength, we're allowing the nation to be overrun. This is anarcho-tyranny. Anarcho-tyranny, that's a phrase that was started by Sam Francis about 30 years ago, is a system of government, if you will, where the federal government or a government is far more interested in petty, pesky enforcement of political infractions and allows the core fiber of a society to just unravel. Third world countries operate this way. They will not enforce the laws on the streets. Gang violence, kidnapping, arson, murder, burglary, nobody cares. Not a big deal. But if you dare speak against the regime, they will raid your home. They will find you and put you in prison. And so in Aurora, Colorado, we have now invited the third world. The Department of Homeland Security says, quote, a government memo obtained by a number of outlets stated that the members of the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua have said that the green light to attack and shoot police officers in Denver, Colorado, as well as other major cities, that its members have infiltrated after illegally crossing the border while posing as asylum seekers. So they pretend to be asylum seekers, they take advantage of our system, they lie, and then they loot. And this is not just happening in Aurora, Colorado, this is happening in Scottsdale, this is happening in Santa Barbara, this is happening in Chicago, this is happening in Dallas, this is happening in Atlanta, this is happening in Palo Alto. There are strings of Chilean gangs that are fleecing the country. America has become a dumping ground for the worst the world has to offer. And it has become a wide open store like we saw during Floydapalooza to steal whatever you want. And we don't enforce our laws. We kind of shrug our shoulders. We're a wealthy country. Do you know that most big box stores have a do not interfere with policy when they get looted? If they get looted by a bunch of criminal thugs, it's fine. Our margins are what they are. In fact, if you work for one of these big box stores and you stop the looter, but we're a nation that it's now within who we are. Do you know that nearly half of all the bus fares in New York, people just don't pay? 47%. 47% of all people who take the bus in New York City, illegal, legal, whatever type of citizen you are, they just don't pay. They just don't pay the fare. Oh, yeah, we're not paying. 47%. It's within the psyche of the nation. Why pay for groceries anymore? Just take your groceries and go out. We're not a nation that is capable of self-government. And now the seeds of our demise are being planted by these gangs. And of course it's intentional. Kamala Harris is allowing these sleeper cells. And it's no longer a sleeper cell. They're pretty awake. Taking over an entire apartment complex. And the local police are terrified of them. Because no one has their back, obviously. Why would the local police feel as if somebody has their back to stop the Venezuelan gangs? Here's Chilean gangs. By the way, we got Venezuelan gangs. We got Chilean gangs. And no one's doing anything to stop it. They're not deported. They're given amnesty. They're not deported. They're given cell phones. They're not deported. They're given luxury hotels. They're not deported. In Tim Walz, Minnesota, they're given special treatment and in-state tuition. Show 122 up on screen. This is Chilean gangs are taking advantage of the U.S. visa waiver program, and they're coming into the U.S. to burglarize luxury homes. And of course, many of these luxury wealthy people will keep on voting for Democrats because abortion is the number one issue, obviously, in the country. The ability to massacre your unborn child is super, super important. This happened to Andrew's aunt and uncle in Santa Barbara. I know a lot of people that this has happened to in Scottsdale. But that's who we're allowing into the country. That's who Kamala Harris is allowing into the country, is we have a crime spree, the likes of which we've never seen before in this country. And if you vote for Kamala Harris, they'll be coming to your home next. All right, I need to tell you guys about Strong Sell. It's amazing. With nearly a million units bought by you, it is more clear than ever that Strong Sell works. It works to combat fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, skin issues, and constant sickness. I've been taking it personally for over a year now, and it's changed my life. I take it in the morning with breakfast, and it helps me with natural energy so I don't have that afternoon crash. And it gives me the clarity of mind to do all that I do every day, which is a lot. If you're tired of feeling tired, struggling with memory, or constantly getting sick, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I love this product because it has NAD. By the way, fact check me on this. Go do your own research on NADH, especially if it's mixed with CoQ10 and marine collagen. Strong Cell uses a proprietary delivery of NADH to make sure it goes straight to your cells to help your mitochondria. And since there are cells in every area of your body, then healthier cells equals a healthier you. The amount of people that use Strong Cell now, thanks to us, is remarkable. Over 1 million units sold. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Check it out. Fact check me. Oh, Charlie's just selling me a product. Okay, maybe you don't want more mental acuity. People say, Charlie, how do you do what you do? Maybe it's the NAD that I take. It's changed the lives of many Kirk listeners. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie and use my discount code Charlie to get 20% off your order. This is an emerging body of work and science that is showing that NAD and NADH really might be what your body needs in this contaminated, polluted, and poisoned world. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use special discount code Charlie at checkout to get a special 20% off just for Kirk listeners. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out right now. For the record, I have not necessarily always been a big Patrick Mahomes fan, but things can change. I mean, you got to have respect. Patrick Mahomes is probably the best quarterback playing right now. Not the greatest of all time yet. He's got a lot of work to do to catch up to Mr. Tom Brady. A lot of work to do. Aaron Rodgers is up there too. And this is a phenomenal development that we're seeing here. It's just phenomenal because of what she's done. It's more about where the culture is. Because it shows how much things have changed since 2020. And then you compare how close we were to winning despite the fact of all the nonsense with all the shenanigans, all the voodoo, all the hocus pocus of the 2020 election. It makes you think, wow, we are in a substantially better position culturally, objectively, than we were in 2020. So Brittany Mahomes is the wife of Patrick Mahomes. They were high school sweethearts, and they are now having their third kid. She's pregnant with their third child. I've always liked their marriage. It's good to see high-performing athletes be in stable marriages, not be playboys or Casanovas. So it's a good role model. And it's good to see them with their family. It's terrific. But Patrick has gone to great lengths to not be too political. You remember Harrison Butker, who is the kicker of the Kansas City Chiefs. Boy, the Kansas City Chiefs can't avoid political controversy, can they? Who's the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, who's a great man, came out and basically said very mainline Catholic doctrine that it's good for women to get married and have children, and pursuing a career might not be the best thing for you. The world lost their mind. And Patrick was okay. He said, look, we can have disagreements there. It is what it is. But Brittany Mahomes has found herself in quite an interesting moment, and she's handling it perfectly. Now, mind you, Brittany Mahomes is very good friends, or at least hangs out a lot with Taylor Swift. And of course, Taylor Swift's current boyfriend is Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, what does all this mean, Charlie? It means a lot, and it connects to our election, and I'll tell you why. So Brittany Mahomes was scrolling through Instagram last week. Donald Trump, on his Instagram page, posted the 2024 GOP platform, which is objectively a terrific list. I encourage all of you, by the way, to text this platform to all of your friends. Number one, seal the border, stop migrant invasion. Number two, carry out the largest deportation operation in history. Number three, end inflation and make America affordable again. Number four, make America the dominant energy producer in the world by far. Number five, stop outsourcing and turn America, United States into a manufacturing superpower. Number six, large tax cuts for workers, no tax on tips. Number seven, defend our Constitution. Number eight, prevent World War III. Number nine, end the weaponization of government against the American people. Number 10, stop the migrant crime epidemic. Number 11, rebuild our cities, including Washington, D.C. Number 12, strengthen and modernize our military, making it without question the strongest and best in the world. 13, keep the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. 14, fight for and protect Social Security and Medicare with no cuts. 15, cancel the electric vehicle mandate. 16, cut federal funding for any school pushing CRT, radical gender theory, and inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our kids. 17, keep men out of women's sports. 18, deport pro-Hamas radicals that make our college campuses safe and patriotic again. 19, secure our elections, including same-day voting. 20, unite our country by bringing it to new record level of success. Now, who could really disagree with it? You know why I say that? Kamala Harris agrees with Donald Trump's platform because she's stolen at least three of those items, and she now has them on her platform. Kamala Harris now says that she's against the electric vehicle mandate. She says that she wants no tax on tips. Now, we shouldn't believe Kamala Harris because she is lying. 80% of Americans believe in this GOP platform. 80% of Americans. So Brittany Mahomes is scrolling through, the wife of Patrick Mahomes, scrolling through Instagram and just puts a like. Just likes the post and then keeps on scrolling. And the internet exploded. Attack after attack after attack against Brittany Mahomes. Trying to get her to unlike it, apologize. Trying to get her to bend the knee. Now remember, in 2020, that would have worked. In 2020, that would have been effective. That kind of mob campaign against Brittany Mahomes, it would have been overwhelming. But in 2024, we are in a new and improved cultural landscape. So Brittany Mahomes likes the Republican platform by Donald Trump, and she gets all of this nastiness thrown at her. And to her phenomenal credit, the woman who hangs out with Taylor Swift, who is one of the most recognizable female voices in the NFL, not female voices, but, you know, recognizable faces in the NFL. I mean, you can't watch a Chiefs game without seeing her. That's fine. She says on her Instagram, I mean, honestly, to be a hater as an adult, you have to have some deep-rooted issues you refuse to heal from childhood. There's no reason your brain is fully developed and you hate to see others doing well. A direct, basically, punching back to all of these liberals that are trying to cancel her. Basically saying, you guys have undiagnosed, untreated childhood trauma. I'm not going to apologize. Now, just for those of you that don't follow football, this is the first family of football. Patrick Mahomes is the highest paid, most popular, and she's refusing to back down. In 2020, it would not have been a question. You like a Trump post, they would have hunted you down. So then she doubles down on Instagram. She doubles down on Instagram. From Real Michael Solakowicz, he says, Trump Vance 2024, she likes the post. She goes all in. And yes, she has a lot to lose. Patrick Mahomes is making $55 million a year in a salary, $45 million in salary, and then, of course, there's endorsements on top of it. And then she tripled down on social media, sharing Shane Pruitt. Contrary to the tone of the world today, you can disagree with someone and still love them. You can have differing views and still be kind. This is powerful stuff. This shows that the silent majority of this country is willing to say, no, I'm not going to just automatically do what you tell me to do. Forget it. And it's been a cascade of this. Elon Musk, RFK, Tulsi Gabbard. And by the way, I want to say thank you to all of the liberals out there that decided to attack Brittany Mahomes, because now an extra 15 million people have seen the Republican platform, and it's a beautiful platform. Maybe that would explain why we're doing better in the polls. Can we put 124 up there? See, you see, they always overreach. They have no self-control. So they attack Brittany Mahomes. To her great credit, she doesn't apologize. She says, screw you guys. Who do you think you are? I'm Brittany Mahomes. My husband's won 3 Super Bowls. What are you, like an internet troll? I'm not apologizing. And by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs, awfully conservative fan base. If we were to take a poll, the Kansas City Chiefs is probably one of the most MAGA fan bases. And now all of a sudden, an extra 20 million people have seen the Republican platform. Put 126 up there. Otherwise, this is Brittany Mahomes stiff-arming the enemies of America. Remember back in 2020 when they had all those nauseating, you know, diversity is our strength and all this, the little patches, and it takes all of us. And now we've seen a couple things. At the Arizona event with RFK and Trump, we had Budda Baker there, captain of the Arizona Cardinals. Donald Trump, the day before, was at the Las Vegas Raiders, was there, took a picture with all the Max Crosby, Gardner Minshew, I think that's his name. Top NFL players are more and more comfortable speaking out and endorsing Donald Trump, which would have been verboten in 2020. Something is changing, everybody. It is becoming more acceptable. The cancelers and the gatekeepers and the guardians of acceptable discourse in politics and in America are weakening, and we are strengthening. These are the cultural stories that can move the electoral needle, but it's also a very positive canary in the coal mine. It is a positive harbinger. It is a positive signal of things to come, that not only are people agreeing with Donald Trump, and I had no idea Brittany Mahomes was a conservative. Glad to hear it. Glad to see it. Not surprised. Really decent people. But more importantly, that they're willing to no longer be silent. How often have we said, my goodness, I wish they would speak out. My goodness, I wish they would speak out. Well, now they are. And not only are they speaking out, they're telling the haters, I'm not shutting up. And that is the way that you disempower them. You disempower them by not giving them an inch. And what a change it has been over the last 4 years. And many of you in the audience deserve credit. And then who's next? You got Tulsi Gabbard. You got RFK. You got Elon Musk. You got Brittany Mahomes. You got quite the Avengers squad there. And by the way, you want to win over moms? Just to be clear, Brittany Mahomes is followed by millions and millions of moms and young women. This probably moved the dial, hundreds of thousands of votes. Not votes necessarily, but people thinking differently. Wow, if Brittany Mahomes likes the Trump post, maybe I do. And she doesn't back down, and it draws more attention to that. I have a lot of respect because she has a lot to lose. There's a lot of people probably in her ear. Same with Patrick. And I'm glad, I mean, Patrick having his wife's back, I'm sure, saying, you go, honey. You show him. That's the energy we've been missing. She's saying she likes the policies. She's saying she supports the ticket. That's how everyone should vote, by the way. It's a very promising sign of things to come. We need more of it. And good on the Mahomes family for putting the country above their contracts. Do you know that Taylor Swift dated RFK's son a couple years ago? How funny is that? Now, there is no guarantee Taylor Swift endorses Kamala Harris. I know everyone thinks it's a guaranteed thing. I think it's likely, but it's no necessary guarantee. Maybe Brittany Mahomes will have a couple conversations with Taylor in the box. I think, what, it's a week from tonight? Is it Chiefs-Ravens, I want to say? Chiefs are playing somebody a week from today. Because the reigning Super Bowl always gets the... Yep, Chiefs-Ravens, I'm right. That'll be interesting. You know, Brittany and Taylor could be hanging out talking about that. Yeah, that's right there. That's RFK and Taylor Swift 12 years ago. What a different world we live in right now. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. And as always, you guys can subscribe to our podcast. We had 130 million podcast downloads last year. Thank you. What we are doing at Turning Point Action is working. I want to show you a couple things. This first, let's play cut 117. Get that ready. And then I also want to show you a picture of just a fraction of our ballot chasers. And you, too, can become a ballot chaser for us. So how do you know what we are doing is working or making a difference at Turning Point Action? Well, here is the Republican, he's a rhino, he's a Democrat, calls himself a Republican, who's endorsed Kamala Harris, mayor from Mesa, Arizona, saying, you guys better watch out. He's talking to a group of Democrats in Tucson, Arizona. He says Turning Point USA. He means Turning Point Action. That's fine. Turning Point USA is our 501c3 strictly educational organization. Saying, you guys better watch out. Turning Point's doing a lot of work in this state. Play cut 117.
Arizona is literally one of those, probably count them on one hand, the states that is going to decide this election. And let me tell you something. Turning Point USA is going to work really, really hard. They've got a lot of really energized young people. And if we are anything less than hyper-vigilant, we could lose Arizona.
We are anything less than hyper-vigilant, we could lose Arizona. Put 115 up there. Oh, we are hyper-vigilant, and you have no idea how many people we're actually going to deploy. This is just a taste. Look at that picture. That is just a fraction of our full-time ballot-chasing army every day. Right now, we have training going on, and we have an incredible new class. Every week, we're adding new ones. Every week, we're adding new ballot chasers. Every single week. And you, too, can be part of the Commit 100. tpaction.com/commit100, where you make a commitment to get 100 people to vote. It's tpaction.com/commit100. Let me tell you my concern. And this is why the ballot chasing army is so important. Women are more likely to turn in their homework on time, be on time for class, follow orders, and yes, vote. This election hinges on men not just supporting Trump, but actually being organized and motivated enough to act. If men turn out to vote on par with women, Trump wins in November. The 2024 election will come down to whether men will take 5 minutes to save America and fill out a piece of paper. It's that simple. Women outvote men by 4 to 5 points. If men and women vote with parity in the 2024 election, we're going to be fine. But men are not as organized. Men are not as willing to vote. Men are not, and there's a lot of reasons for that. So we got to get our act together. Men of America need to rise and take back this country. And Joe Rogan, who is probably the most popular male figure as far as communicating to young men in this country, him, Elon Musk, and Dana White, is incensed over the Kamala Harris deception. Play cut 131.
He did this recently, and this has gotten so popular that my stepdad contacted me to tell me he's happy that I'm suing MSNBC. I'm like, I'm not suing MSNBC. But this is what MSNBC did. They took a clip of me talking about Tulsi Gabbard, and they edited it up and made it look like I was saying great things about Kamala Harris.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You and I have been mashed up on other stuff and AI, and I don't want to, like you said, we don't want to draw attention. That got taken off the internet, thank goodness, but it was bull. It was AI and mashup.
Yeah, they there's did, a lot of they AI did that ads
about,
with us.
They did
yeah.
that about politics?
Yes, they did it about politics, but they didn't do it like AI. They just deceptively edited the things that I was saying, took it completely out of context, where I was talking about, first of all, I was talking about Tulsi Gabbard, and then I was talking about that the media behind Kamala Harris, all this surge and all these people just deciding that she's good, she could win. And they put the two of those together and made it seem like I was praising Kamala Harris and saying a bunch of things that aren't even true about her.
They are losing men so significantly. They have to lie, smear, and deceive the population about Joe Rogan and young men. If men get their act together, men of America need to rise up and take the initiative. You could take back the country. For the men out there in this country, this is our country back for the taking, for the betterment of our families, for our children, and our society. It's that simple. Why are they losing men? Partly because we can't stand watching Venezuelan gangs taking over our communities with impunity. We can't stand watching our daughters be massacred under gender-affirming care. It is the election that will be won or lost by whether or not men want America back. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.